Foresters around the country are busy clearing the damage caused by last week's catastrophic gale force winds. The extent of the devastation is still being assessed. But latest estimates say 4.5 million cubic metres of forest were affected, the worst damage seen in the last 15 years. Dita Asiedu reports.
A familiar sound ringing through the air in several regions around the country. With heavy snow forecast in the next few days, foresters know they're running out of time. Some 50% of the country's forests are owned by the state. Tomáš Vyšehlid is the spokesperson for the Czech Forestry Authority, which manages these forests and fells between 7 and 8 million cubic meters of wood a year. Besides the expected snow, he says there are two more serious problems that foresters are facing.
During the weekend, we see many people in the forest which want to see how big is the damage. But we want to say that there is really, really high risk to go to the forest now, because many of the trees, they are broken, they are not stable. So it is really, really big risk for the people to go to the forest. They can be hurt or killed. We have to be really quickly with moving the damages, because bark beetle is a really, really big risk. The beetle is waking up after 3 spring days when its temperature about 12, and he will starting to eat the woods.
Agriculture Minister Petr Gandalovič will discuss the devastation with the cabinet during Wednesday's government session. Minister Gandalovič says a state of emergency needs to be declared in 4 regions, as well as 2 town districts. Raising the annual quota for forest harvesting is also imperative, as too many trees have fallen down and need to be cleared. But while logging companies may be welcoming the extra work this season, those processing Czech wood won't make a lot of money from the proceeds, says Tomáš Vyšehlid.
The wind calamity makes 2 sortiments of damages. First one is the break. The tree is break in 1/3, and this wood is then less of the price because it's not quality wood for producing furniture and etc. Then the second damage of the wind is the tree pulled out of the ground. So then not damage, but the amount is not so big as a break tree.
Forestry Authority spokesman Tomáš Vyšehlid, ending that report by Dita Asiedu.